Phantoms by the Asexual of Spades, read by Flower Parish. This is a Merlin fic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Gawain/Leon. The first thing Gawain registers is pain. Deep, bone-weary, agonizing pain that feels like he's been locked in a suit of armor that is being tightened, slowly, half-turn by half-turn of a screw. A noise threatens to escape his lips before he presses them tightly together, managing to roll onto his back. He's on his side, or he was on his side. There's a soft rustle and a weight that indicates a covering of some kind. Blankets. He's in a bed. A bed he doesn't recognize. The pain becomes enough of a dull roar that he can move his head, looking around at a blurred and darkened room. The barest sliver of light comes from a window just off to the side, behind his head, exposing a true ocean of covers. He's lying an arm's length away from the left side of the bed, and, as he turns, it stretches away into the darkness as though it were endless. A tug of renewed pain, and his hands move down, arms protesting every movement, until they rest over his lower body. His head, already exhausted from the brief turn, lies still, his eyes still staring into the darkness. As he looks, the room slowly unblurs, and he sees a lump in the covers. Far more than a lump, another body. Turned away from him, yes, but definitely another body. Something in his gut tugs and a new ache blossoms, one so sharp and sad it rises up to press behind his eyes and under his tongue. It is a unique sort of hell to burn and freeze at the same time, and yet the dual pains leave him shaky and insecure, paralyzed by the hurt in his limbs, yet desperate to reach out and... what? Wake the other person in the bed? How selfish of him to want. It is not their fault he awoke in such distress. Why should they have to coax him through it? And even if he dared, he can hardly move more than breathing. But oh, he wants to reach. It takes eons, ages to war with the pain enough to let his arm move across the expanse of sheets and blankets, but he is too weak, too frail, unable to cross even half the distance between them. His hand quickly grows cold there, alone in the vastness of it, and the pain resurges anew. The air rushes into the vulnerable place under his arm. He winces. Still, he holds on to the smallest bit of hope that perhaps, against all odds, the other person might wake and maybe, just maybe, would be willing to do something. They do not stir. Resigning himself to settling his aches alone, he closes his eyes and summons the courage to try and withdraw his hand, only for a dry warmth to brush against his fingers and hold him there. His eyes fly open. "Hello there," Leon murmurs, eyes lit by the faint window's glow. "Why so shy all of a sudden?" His thumb strokes Gawain's palm and his fingers twitch. He turns onto his side proper. "Did you worry about waking me? Is that it?" He must see Gawain's expression. "Is everything all right?" Shame blooms heavy in Gawain's cheeks and he tugs his hand away, ignoring both screams of pain as he turns onto his side. A moment later, he hears a soft sigh, a rustle, and the bed dips. A slight gust of air as the blankets raise to accommodate another person, and his warmth presses against Gawain's back. He's propped himself up on one elbow, his other hand resting on Gawain's stomach, and he bends to kiss Gawain's shoulder. "Come have a snuggle with me, my dear," he whispers, breath ghosting against Gawain's neck. "You need it." He squeezes his eyes shut and tries to move, but the pain makes it impossible. His breath stutters out, and Leon kisses him again, fingers gently stroking the fabric of his shirt. Several long moments of this later, he manages to roll onto his back. A soft huff of laughter leaves Leon until he looks up and sees his face, upon which all mirth melts from him and he brushes Gawain's hair from his face. "Let's get you closer to the middle of the bed, shall we? Come on, here, let me help you." He slips an arm under Gawain's shoulders to help him sit up. I've no idea why you insist on being so close to the side. It's not as though we lack for the space. Indeed, the bed seems big enough for half a dozen people to sleep in comfortably, meaning the edges seem impossibly far away, when Leon lays him back down in its center, leaning over him once more. He lies down, still propped up on one elbow, going to kiss his forehead when he turns his head. "You're like a kitten trying to push something off the counter," he chuckles. "Do I need to hold you down to make you stay?" He moves his leg as if to lay it across his, but the instant it touches him, a pained keen leaves Gawain's lips. He moves away immediately, all concern and murmured worry, before Gawain's breathing settles a little and he can look at him again. "You're hurting, aren't you? I can feel it. What can I do, my darling?" He can't summon up the strength to speak. Instead, his expression gentles and he lifts his hand, seeking permission to touch him. He manages a nod and his touch travels from his cheek down his neck, onto his shoulder, thumb wrapping around the width of his arm. As he brushes the soft skin just above his underarm, his breath hitches. He pauses, then gently yet firmly moves his arm until it lies outstretched against the sheets. The air brushes against the tender skin, and his chest soon heaves with the quick, pained breaths. The warmth and pressure of his hand just there has him biting off a whimper. He reprimands Gawain's harsh treatment of himself with a soft kiss against the corner of his mouth, tracing lightly along the pained patch of skin. After a moment, he simply holds his hand there, his cheek resting against Gawain's as Gawain fights to get his breathing back under control. It hurts, it does, and having him touch the point that controls the rest of his arm leaves him as defenseless as a bird with a broken wing. Of course, no sooner has Gawain controlled himself from the one arm does he move to the other, laying it just as carefully out on the sheets and caressing the same point on the vulnerable underside. Another noise leaves his lips, this time unbitten, and Leon leans down to tuck his hands under the pillows so he has something to hold if he needs it. "Do your legs hurt as well?" Gawain nods. "Will you let me see?" Gawain nods again and he sits up, blankets falling from his shoulders, exposing the length of him to the cool air from his head to his knees. The sudden change in temperature has him shivering and immediately wincing from the tightening of already sore muscles. Leon waits for his permission to begin slowly sliding his hands up his legs, hair prickling his palms, moving to cup his hips, and as soon as Leon's thumb brushes the space just inside his hip bones, Gawain inhales so sharply it's almost a whine. "Shh," he says softly, almost by reflex. "It's all right. Is it here? Right here? On the insides of your hips?" His thumbs smooth over the space again, and Gawain nods, breath still coming in short, sharp pants. Even this, just Leon touching him over the thin material of his small clothes, has him terrified. Leon can feel it, he must do, from the way he keeps making shushing sounds and moving his leg under the covers to rest against Gawain's. He flattens his hands there, over the pocket. A choked whine leaves Gawain's throat. He reaches under Gawain's waistband, brushing the bare skin. He moves between Gawain's legs, laying on his front, tugging Gawain's shorts down just enough to kiss the warm, tender skin. His beard tickles. Gawain's on fire. It hurts so badly and scares him terribly, and he's panting and sobbing and covering his face with his hands. "Don't hide," comes Leon's voice, as hands cover Gawain's and pull them away, and then he's right there, leaning over him, bending to rub their noses together. "It's only me, my dear one, it's only me." Leon takes his hands and runs them through his hair, over his cheeks, his jaw, down his neck and shoulders, his chest, back up to wrap around his neck as he cradles him properly. "Only me, love, only me." It takes him a few more moments to let Leon pull away, moving back down to brush kisses along the curves of him, each one a brand and a blessing in one. Neither the fear nor the pain has lessened, but he feels himself open up to it, as if to say, "Give it to me. I can take it. Let me have it. Let me care for you." What else can he do in the face of such a thing? When touching the spot no longer threatens his undoing, Leon tucks his waistband back up and returns, pulling the covers up over them both as he lies down, half on top of him, one leg between his. He kisses Gwen's cheek, his chin, his forehead, coaxing him to roll onto his side to let him wrap him in a cuddle. Snuggled together in the too big bed, the pain finally starts to fade away, just a little bit. "Wake me up next time," he whispers. "I'll take care of you, I promise." The end.